Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara. I'm delighted to have these lads on the line today. Woody and John from the Bay City Rollers. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Poor old Woody has man flu. God love him. Are you okay?
Oh, I know. What about, oh, I'm absolutely fine. Don't worry. That's not the worst thing that's ever happened.
Oh, do we need to send an ambulance?
A wee whiskey, I'll sort you out. A wee whiskey and a pint of Guinness you this time.
There'll be any excuse, that'll do me.
Well, come here, we've been talking on the show today, right, about memories of the years gone by and even things like, you know, the toys that we asked Santa Claus for. And there's one memory that seems to pop up a good bit on this show, and this is posters on bedroom walls of the Bay City Rollers. Isn't it gas to think you're still doing it?
It's amazing. The band actually started back in the mid-60s, so you know, there's been something like 30-odd members, and it's always been about the music. You know, the band had their first hit in 1971, and you know, I joined late 73, John joined a couple of years now, and it's, you know, we've just been going forever, and it's all down to some great songs that we were lucky enough to be part of.
Why did you go through so many members, I do have to ask, because as soon as we're getting used to one, there's another one.
I think that's just bands in general, they just evolve, don't they? You look at Queen and they've got, you know, Adam Lambert and stuff. I think bands either fall out or unfortunately pass away, as in our case when Les and Alan pass. And it just, you know, the music lives on, as Stuart's saying there, you know, that, you know, I think the Rollers are the biggest band in the world. Mm. So it's got that everlasting effect. And I think it was so much fun in the tartan and the excitement around the band. The same as Five, it was, you know, which Woody was part of. I think they're the classic lineup, and I think that'll go on forever, you know.
Real heartthrob kind of status too, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
definitely. I think that was all to do with the aftershave.
So was it mad? Because I mean, we see a lot of these documentaries around now about bands and what it was really like. We're getting into the back, almost getting behind the scenes info on bands from years gone by now, what it was really like. Was it tough going?
Okay, I think because, you know, personally, I was 16, 17 when it was going, as John says, tonto. That's like absolutely crazy. And you know, I think when you're young, you're able to deal with all that kind of stuff. It was just a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. Mm. You know, people screaming at you, shouting your name out, fainting in front of your very eyes. All that kind of thing was a kind of normal daily routine.
And would they wait outside your house and everything?
Yeah, we had, you name it, it kind of happened. You know, they broke into our house and, you know, you'd open up a cupboard and out would pop a Roller fan screaming at you. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Ah, the good old days. The good old days.
Oh, wow.
God, yeah.
And were girlfriends permitted, or were they the devil in the eyes of the fans?
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't, you know, back in the day, there wasn't really time to kind of establish any long-term relationships. You know, we were a band, we were on the road, and I won't say any more.
I don't want to know anymore. I can only imagine. So listen, you're back. Tell me about the show that's coming up in Ireland.
Yeah, we're in Cork. Off the top of my head, I've just had some walking the dog, so my nose is so frosty, my brain's freeze. But I said, yeah, we're over in Cork, which I absolutely love Cork. I was lucky enough to play in Cork, supporting Rod Stewart. And Cork's just an amazing place. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to that. And then we're in Dublin. And I think we're going to add a few Irish dates, because the Irish Rollers fans have been immense to us, you know, and we've been up back and forth to Ireland over the years.
Yeah.
In fact, we took the reunion tour over there, which was Les, Alan and Woody, and then we went back over the past part. We were in Donegal in the summer there, and so Ireland's been amazing for us. So we're in Cork, it's in February, and we're in Dublin, and I think we're going to add a few shows too. So watch this space.
We need to keep an eye out. Do you know what's gas about the Bay City Rollers? Bye Bye Baby, right? Featured in one of the most iconic Irish films ever made, The Snapper. Are you familiar with The Snapper?
No, I've
heard of
The
Snapper, but I've not seen it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You need to watch this. So this was made, I think, possibly about 30-odd years ago. And it's just such an iconic Irish film. And the song fits it perfectly. perfectly. It's about this teenage mother and all the drama and everything. It's brilliant. Colm Meaney starred in it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're due a few royalties from it, sure.
I do this for the love of playing music.
Am I allowed to ask how long you'll keep going with the Bay City Rollers?
Shine a Line, that was released 50 years ago, and it was re-released earlier this year, and it jumped back into the top 20 in the chart. So it's the kind of music, I think, has got, you know how we know those Tchaikovsky songs and Beethoven, certain songs that stand the test of time. And I think, you know, basically roller music, there's quite a few songs there that have been around for a long time.
I'm just laughing.
They might be around for, who knows?
Beethoven, the original pop star back in the day.
Exactly.
There you go.
I bet he did make posters in Teenage Wolf.
I know.
Though, you know.
I said, there's a classic hit if ever there was one, Beethoven. Gas. Well, look, lads, do you know what? Maybe when you're over, we will have you in studio and we can have a proper chat and go down memory lane when we have a little bit more time.
That would be amazing.
Will you come in to me?
We can talk about the Snapper film.
Well, I've watched it, but we're so looking forward to coming to Ireland. Honestly, the Irish crowds are so brilliant and they're guaranteed a great night out.
Yeah.
You know, they'll hear all the classic songs. The band are very energetic, so you're going to leave. You're going to leave a big smile on your face and a wee bit sweatier than you let you come in.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a guaranteed hoot.
We just love nostalgia, don't we? We adore nostalgia.
Yeah. We just did that in Edinburgh and Glasgow. The original singer, Nobby Clark, who sung on the hit back in 1971, he joined us up on stage. And for me, that was nostalgic because I used to roadie for the band when I was 16. And Nobby was the lead singer at the time, the original founding member, Nobby Allen Derrick. And it was quite a moment, you know, just be up on stage with Kenny Nobby again. It was brilliant.
I hope you're beyond now lifting your own gear into venues. Beyond that now.
He gets the band to do it.
Super.
Carrying us out is the problem.
Oh, I know. Look, we'll definitely arrange that. When you're in town, we'll get you into studio and we might have a bit of a song as well because it'd be great to go down memory lane. Will you do that for me?
100%.
Absolutely.
We'll bring our guitars. We'll do a wee acoustic session. It'll be beautiful.
Great. Look, we will see you then after Christmas. So thanks so much there, John and Woody from the Bay City Rollers.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Have a good Christmas when it comes.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, baby.